Mr. Nobody Podcast. Episode 14. I'm supposed to say that stuff.
Oh shit, oh shit, 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 shit.
Just a guess. Pretty good guess. Since meth just turns you into a 12-hour fuck machine.
It's probably
you won't fucking move.
You won't fucking move. Tonight, as I was walking to the park where I ran with my son maybe 2 weeks before he killed himself, there was a car parked where it wasn't supposed to be, an old folks' home. And the door was open. And this guy was just fucking passed out. The door open. Leaning forward.
911, we're in here, emergency.
Sort of leaning forward. Just fucking passed out. Heroin. Did they say? Possible overdose. Drooling onto his own balls. And I know it's profiling, but I just looked into his car. And it was a fucking mess.
911, where is your emergency?
His whole life.
911, where
in that car. It's everywhere. Heroin. Did they say? This shit, I knew it was heroin, is everywhere. There'd be no other reason why he's knotted out. You notice how people say, maybe. I don't know what he was on. He was hyperglycemic. But his car was a fucking mess. She's lying, cause...
She's ODing, why are you lying?
I felt so sad. Cause ODing on opiates is shameful.
That is true.
Right? It's fucking bullshit. It's not like I ate the best hot dog and the last bite got caught in my windpipe. That would be like a legit emergency. There's nothing prideful or legit cool.
Morant is in the medic on it. He's not waking up.
Yeah, he's not waking up. There's nothing cool about it. True. And it's everywhere.
Possible overdose.
You think? It's everywhere.
What heroin did they say?
They didn't say. I know, girl. One of my son's friends. But it was obvious.
I think he's definitely overdosing.
Yeah. He's giving blowjobs. And then these guys, like the cops and the paramedics, maybe fucking. They've got better things to do. Drug dealers. Than for her heroin. Squirt Narcan up. They're not stupid. An irresponsible person's nose. They know that if they can get you hooked after they crash their car into, you know, 5 or 7, they can fuck you for little bits of heroin. 5 or 7 parked cars, little crumbs, because they're ODing while driving of heroin, which I understand is not uncommon. Bullshit. I think that's because the car is a semi-private place. True. And you're going somewhere. Not really. Or you're supposed to be. And why not? Why not? Why not go there completely fucked up? Everywhere. What a thankless job. Yeah, cops have a thankless fucking job. People just give them shit and they're on the streets saving drug users from themselves. Not saving them from themselves. It's everywhere. Demoralizing. And it's not normal.
911, where is your emergency?
It's not normal. It's not a good thing, let's put it that way. It's normal. To come across the cadavers of these fucking drug users. Cops don't want to deal with this shit. It's traumatizing. EMS. They want to save people who've got a hot dog stuck in their throat. Yeah. Something legit. Or are having a heart attack. Or a stroke. That's legit. Oh shit. Dinner's ready. Go. Yeah, this shit is everywhere. Heroin. Meth. There's a kid who stands out. Right on the stoop of his house and just smokes really strong weed. And you might say to yourself, so fucking what? But I know he's not thriving. Because that shit just dumbs you down. All of it. That's interesting. Your neighbors know you're full of shit. Is that unfair to say all of it? What am I mean? All of it. Because they have to live next door to you. I certainly mean all heroin, meth, coke, and put up with your fucking nonsense. Over drinking. And you know who you are. Or let's say your family knows who you are. Your noise, your neighbors know who you are. Maybe you don't know who you are because you don't want to know who you are. Your anger, you're too fucked up to know who you are. Your drug use, but your neighbors know. Your bullshit, not your human loving, the ones who can hear you or find you passed out on the lawn. Helpful, compassionate, intelligent, or just good friends. Self, who didn't see you thrive, but your drug addict, because you pickled yourself and dumbed yourself down. Your drug addict, it's just painkiller. Your drug addict counter, but that's not a fair assessment. Parallel, that's looking upon pain as something negative. Personality as something that doesn't have something to teach you. Like Captain Kirk, as something that is abnormal, who had his, like, evil doppelganger. Your drug addict self, you're fucked up, sorry for yourself. What's abnormal? Dead is coming across people. Your dead self, passed out in their cars with their fucking door open. Your pre-dead, or finding dead people. Your pre-dead self. Abused children. I think of all drug abuse as child abuse, actually. In this one episode I watched of live camera footage, the guy comes out of his Narcan nasal spray episode, you know, catching a breath again, having his life rescued by cops. And after he is revived, sort of revived, it's all that same fucking bullshit about, I just asked my fucked up girlfriend to marry me. She said no, which will be great for our kid whose birthday is last week or next week. You have a kid? I'm really trying to get my life together. And when my parole officer hears about this, I'm fucked. Wait. Your parole officer? What the hell is going on? What is wrong with us? With people? With us? With ourselves? That guy in the car? He's ODing. So much of it is about making excuses for our shitty behavior, our shitty choices. And I understand that when you get hooked on a drug like heroin or fentanyl or meth, and you're giving blowjobs to get another hit, or robbing to get another hit, or begging on the subway car like the kid last night was, whom I watched from under the brim of my hat for two reasons, because one, I didn't trust him to hold his shit together, and the other one is because I felt sorry and sad. His addiction. But that guy in the car who OD'd in his car and then ran his fucking car into seven other cars.
Alright, we'll get to your questions when we can.
A million fucking excuses why he's an asshole, and he actually is an asshole. I don't think anybody can be a drug addict and have anything together. Family, a job, themselves, a moment to moment breathing, thinking experience, love of life, self-respect. And it might sound simple, but all you have to do is not use. You know that keeled over dude in the car? What the fuck am I missing? Was somebody's baby once. And most likely, a loved. When I was addicted to cigarettes, and cherished baby. And that might sound like silly or stupid. Like, who gives a shit about being addicted to cigarettes? At least by their mother. I'll tell you who, hopefully by their mother. Who cares about that is smokers. Imagine not being loved. Who actually try to quit by your own mother. They care about it because it's so fucking ridiculously hard. Would taking drugs to say fuck you help that? To that game, no. Not at all. That stupid, enrich that corporation, conform yourself to an underachiever. An underachiever for yourself. Once you let cigarettes into your whatever, normal, your pie hole, why not just let other stupid shit in? Do you know how many drug addicts have already made the commitment who get pulled over to not be fully you? Have a fucking lit cigarette. To not be as strong, hanging out of their face. As independent, like it's normal. Because no smoker is independent. To have a burning, they're all dependent on their little tube, nipple, of shredded plant, of nicotine, that has no nutrient. That's, I fucking hated myself as a smoker. Just an addiction game, and you know, where you're getting fucking used. That's what got me out of it. Played, I think it was a legit hate. It's bullshit, man. A constructive hate. It's fucking a painful that helped me, shit. And a month after not being on cigarettes, when I finally said, fuck this. It was over. Not so sure. And I was like, about heroin. What the hell just happened? My son didn't use it How can so many people, for years, all over the world, but he must have loved it. Millions and millions of people. He must have loved it enough to go back for another bite. Be caught up in this bullshit. Another wave, like it's normal, of usage. Is it your fault he killed himself? Or is it the cigarette company's fault? There was no Narcan, no police, or society, or your ancestors, because your father or mother smoked themselves to death? No, it's bullshit, man. It's not. He should be alive. It's my fault I did it. Yeah, it's my fault. It's my responsibility. It was his responsibility.
911, where is your emergency? 911, where is your emergency?
It's fucking lame to OD in your car or bedroom and have policemen and women or your roommates have to come there, find you, and save your fucking life. Or not save your life, in my son's case. Because he was laying dead in his room for 12 hours. It's ridiculous. They had better things to do than watch people die. My son had better things to do than to die. And hear your girlfriend lie.
He's OD'ing, why are you lying?
Lie about what you did. Because they're ashamed. It is shameful. Not ashamed enough. Because they know it's lame. It's bullshit. It's weak. Leverage your shame. Fight. I apologize to the cops that found my son. Fucking fight. Not that they, you know, said anything about it. It was just another day. To them, it was just another day. It was just another of people's, another day. People shitting the bed. Unfortunately, literally. And these men and women, people, show up and have to fucking deal with society's irresponsible bullshit. They don't want to. I wouldn't want to. Most people don't want to deal with other people's stupid bullshit. I like the idea of helping people if they're helpable, making their dreams come true. That's up to you, helping them make their dreams come true. Are you helpable? Are you someone, honestly, who can be helped? But people that are on drugs, or you're just another user, especially people that are on drugs, or are you just another user? They're not of people playing that game of their belief in you. They're living moment to moment of their faith, hit to hit in you. Bullshit. You stole Grandma's TV. You took all the change. I know a lot of people in the gay community, out of the fucking piggy bank, are using meth to keep their dicks hard. Go on. And fuck, you know, for hours or whatever. It's a big thing. Sounds like a big thing. Who wouldn't want to fuck for hours? I mean, that's a big thing. Yes. To be able to fuck for hours. It's too bad. It turns you into such an asshole. That's the price you pay. Shit, I heard one hit of meth to be able to fuck your friends can jettison you for hours on that path. Did I say math? I meant meth. I think you said meth. But math is also something that could drive people to meth. Should we blame the cartels? None of this shit is funny. The Mexican kleptocracy, profiteers from that kleptocracy, there you go, that is poisoning our country, narcocracy, with this garbage that incidentally they make with ingredients we produce and have an appetite for. Let's face it. Whose fault is it? It's our fault. We love this shit. We love to die. I told the cops I was sorry. Well, we love to think we're not gonna die. That my son, and be completely fucked up. Had to put them as if we're through that. Special. We're special. To find his dead body. I'm not gonna OD. I'm just gonna get a little high, stiff and stinking while I drive. Lifeless, young, strong. He was beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful person. I had to tell his sister what he did. Full of promise. We couldn't fucking believe it. Intelligent, caring. I still remember her face. The kind of person, as I told her, this world needed what he did. I said I was sorry. So fucking sorry. Because I felt responsible. I feel responsible for that guy. It was something I did or didn't do in the car today. How could my son, how can I be part of this world and that shit is going on? Be one of those people. What am I doing who would kill himself or not doing for this bullshit to cause that bullshit? He's OD. That are saving your life or trying to. Can they save your life or is it just putting off your pre-death? How can you, your death, work out the shit in your life? The damage that you might have incurred, you're not being here, and become great. That's three bros. Okay, three bros. How are you gonna become great? If you're fucked up, if you're passed out in your car, brah.
Are they breathing right now, sir?
No. They are not fucking breathing right now. Methamphetamines, your pre-death, it's everywhere. Mr. Nobody, out.